Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is December the 16th, 2023, and we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 7. I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Amen. Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for giving us all the information and all the understanding, all of the instructions that we need for this day so that we may fulfill all that you're desiring, whatever you're purposing for us. Father, we thank you for the new mercies that you give us each and every day and that we start off with 100% of your blessings. We don't start off below that, trying to achieve 100%. But each day, as we repent before you, which we do now, Father, we ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, transgression. And we choose, we make a quality decision to forgive ourselves, to forgive others, and to allow you, by the blood of Yahushua, to fulfill all that you desire to fulfill in us so that we may be clean and pure before you, so that our relationship with you will not be tainted, will not be defiled, and that we will be a wonderful, sweet-smelling Savior to your nostrils. We thank you for that, Father, this day. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist Anita, one of the things that just began to speak to me is the fact that the Father promises. He promises us spiritual and physical territory. And when he promises that territory to us, it has our name on it to the point to where no one else has the right or the privilege to take that territory and to keep that territory for themselves. We're going to find this out in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. And so each day that we wake up, we need to understand that the Father has laid aside for us his blessings that are specifically for us each day, and that as we begin to walk the walk that we're supposed to do and talk the talk that we're supposed to say before him, that the manifestation of those blessings come and materialize. We don't have to be concerned in that aspect of what the devil is trying to do or what he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy, as long as we're walking right before him, before the Father. Because the Father has protected it. He's kept it. I mean, you know, when you look at a situation like, for example, the fact that you, God had for you the perfect husband. It didn't matter how long it took. What was there was that this husband was earmarked for only you. It wouldn't work for anybody else. But it worked for you. I look at that with my wife. I know for a fact that the makeup and the way that God had designed her was specifically for me. That although she might have made others happy to a degree, it doesn't compare with the perfect fit that her and I have together.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 in the King James and in the Amplified, please.
Yes, sir. I'm going to read the King James version first. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward, and command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir. And they shall be afraid of you. Be good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I have not given you of their land. No, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat, and ye shall buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. And so the Amplified reads, then we turned and set out for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. The Lord had told me, we circled Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spake to me, saying, you have circled this mountain long enough. Turn northward and command the people, saying, you are passing through the territory of your brothers, the sons of Esau, the Edomites, who live in Seir. And they will be afraid of you. So be very careful. Do not provoke them, for I will not give you any of their land, not even a little as a footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with money. You may have something to eat. You shall also buy water from them with money, so that you may have something to drink. I'll hand it back over to you, Rabbi John.
Amen. So Esau's lineage was given this particular piece of property by the Lord. Even though Esau's lineage had heard the great and mighty deeds of our Heavenly Father, of the Most High, on behalf generation, on behalf of Moses, on behalf of Jacob, on behalf of Israel. Even though Esau's lineage was totally terrified of Israel, Israel was still ordered by the Lord that they could not have any part of the land that was given to Esau. In other words, the Lord with Israel, if Israel were to actually go after the land of the Edomites, the land of their brethren, because the Father had promised. And when the Father promises, this is a promise that we know, that you know, that I know, that when he promises, when he swears, when he makes a vow, then that vow will come to pass. That vow will protect
Amen.
The manifestation of what was stated. When the Father speaks, angels move to fulfill what was ordained by God. And this is a perfect example of that, not just for them, not just for us, but for every single person on the earth. God loves each and every one on the earth, regardless of their manner in which they are going about their day. So it's imperative, even though there may be some mischief or some demonic activity manifesting in a person's life, we need to make sure before the Lord that we are not violating the promise that the Lord has given to that individual who is walking in disobedience. Their disobedience should not validate our ability to be able to obtain their promise. I'm going to say that again. Their disobedience does not validate. It does not justify our ability to obtain their promise from the Lord. Because their promise from the Lord is their promise from the Lord. If they walk in disobedience, then their disobedience will disqualify them from receiving what has been promised. But it never justifies our opportunity to possess what the Father said actually belongs to them. And it's important for us to believe and understand what this scripture is saying to us. And when you think about it, although Esau's land that was promised to him was a fertile land, and it was a very attractive land, it was not the promised land that the Father had promised to Israel. And when you weigh potential of the two, you see that Israel, the promised land that was given to them, yielded over 18 times more produce than what is naturally manifested in the land in that area, the Middle East. It still increases that much in its produce, in its production of fruit, of vegetables, of wheat. God has blessed that land to that degree. So we should never, in my conclusion, we should never be envious of what God gives to someone else, understanding that what he gives to you is a perfect fit for you. My wife is a perfect fit for me. She was designated. She was birthed into this world. She was given the type of attributes and characteristics that were designed specifically to match my character. And when we begin to see that and understand that, it will help benefit the production of what the Father wants to do with that relationship. So, Father, right now, we thank you for opening our eyes to the understanding this morning that the relationships that you build and strengthen with us, not just with human beings, but relationship with material things, design that. And that we can rest in understanding and knowing that if you've designed it for us and for our pleasure, and designed us for your pleasure, that it's going to be a perfect fit. It's going to cause the tremendous joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And that all we have to do is to leave and to rest in that and be obedient to that, that you've already structured everything that we are needing on a daily basis. So we can rest in knowing that your provision for us is perfect for us. Help us to realize the difference between your provision and the adversaries. Help us not to get caught up in material things and in material desires, but to get caught up in the relationship with you. Help us to see that for what you've desired it to be today. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father, in the precious name of Yahushua. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.